mercy and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 14. I read for you again these words. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, one aspect of attending a convention is eating. The breakfast included at our hotel was quite plenteous and good. There were a couple of luncheons provided. There were many options for dinner, including free dinner at our hotel. Then there were various receptions, and again with some kind of food. And while we did have to pay for some meals, some were free. Kind of. They were included in the cost of the hotel room, or you had to sit through a presentation. With all that, you could hardly go hungry. Well, today we hear of a crowd who went looking for Jesus. They'd heard him or heard of him and followed him. But they weren't seeking him for forgiveness of sins or eternal life. They were seeking him to heal their sick. So out they came to Jesus in the wilderness from every village and town within walking distance. And what did they find when they arrived? A man who had compassion on them. You see, they had brought their sick and infirm. They were hoping that Jesus would heal them. They were hoping that Jesus would give strength to those without strength. He did that and more. He even provided a meal to strengthen them all, a free lunch, if you will. So are you ever like that crowd? Do you seek Jesus only for your own desires? Do you pray as though God were merely a genie to grant your every wish? Do you seek Jesus for eternal life? Or do you see him only as security for this life? Do you look for Jesus to do miracles in your life without giving any thought to who he really is or what he has really done for you? Or are you more like the disciples? It was late afternoon, and when they looked at the sea of humanity before them, they began to wonder what they were going to eat. After all, the disciples certainly did not want a hungry mob on their hands. And so they tell Jesus to send the people away to buy their own food. Now, those disciples didn't know what else to do, so they thought the best way to solve the problem was to send it away. Out of sight, out of mind. But such a solution was really no solution at all. For even if the people went to the nearby villages, there wouldn't have been enough for them all because this crowd was larger than most of the villages around them. The situation was hopeless, at least to the eyes of the disciples. And yet, they knew where to go to find help, even if the solution they sought was wrong. And we do that too. We often try to get rid of the problem rather than solve it. We often rely too much on our own abilities rather than on the one who can do all things. Too often, we don't really believe that God is sufficient and that He provides all that we need. So it is, the disciples ask Jesus to send the crowd away, but Jesus turns the table on them. He says, "You give them something to eat." They might very well have thought that Jesus was joking. How could the disciples ever hope to feed that many people? After all, they only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Truly, what are they among so many? It was hardly enough to feed themselves. They had neither food on hand nor the means of attaining enough food for such a multitude. So what did Jesus have in mind? Well, for one thing, Jesus wanted them to come face to face with their deficiencies and inadequacies so that they would see Him as the only alternative. He wanted them to trust in Him for everything. So Jesus said, "Bring them here to me. Bring me your 5 loaves and 2 fish. Bring me everything you've got." And they did. Upon receiving the bread and fish, Jesus looked up to heaven, from whence all blessings flow. He blessed and broke the bread, gave it to the disciples to give to the people. They did. Those disciples did what Jesus had said. They gave the people something to eat. All of them, every man, woman, and child, ate until they were filled and satisfied. And if that weren't enough, there were 12 baskets of food remaining. Even enough for each disciple to be filled as well. What a miraculous meal. From 5 loaves and 2 fish, the entire crowd had been filled, and there was plenty to spare. So, what are we to make of this miracle? How are we to understand it? And what difference does it make to us? Well, for starters, it shows Jesus' great compassion toward us. He heals us who are without strength. We have no strength to save ourselves from our sin. So, through His tender compassion, He became incarnate of the Virgin Mary. He took our sins upon Himself. He took them all away when He gave His very life for us and died on the cross. He washed them away in baptism. He truly has healed us of our sin. Furthermore, He feeds us with a meal no less miraculous than that which fed the 5,000. He fills us with the bread of life. Indeed, He is that very bread, as He declares in John 6. And as we eat His body and drink His blood, as we trust in Him for the full forgiveness of all our sins, our souls are satisfied. As we hunger and thirst for righteousness, He fills us with Himself freely and in great abundance. The lunch we're given is free to us with no strings attached. But it cost Jesus His life. And indeed, He has had compassion on us sinners. But we also need to see that while Jesus healed the people directly and personally, He did not feed them directly. Rather, he gave to his apostles, his sent ones, and had them give to the people. And so it is today. God still works through the office he established to give those gifts to his people. This is how he always works. He sees to it that no one takes for himself or gives to himself, but that he receives grace from God through another man, the pastor. So it is when the Lord feeds you with his living bread, he does so through your pastor. Yet, it's nothing in me which can satisfy you. As was the case with the disciples, I simply don't have the resources to do that. Rather, I must allow the Lord and Savior of us all to speak his word and perform his works through me, his servant. When I bring nothing of myself, but solely the words and works of Jesus, then and only then can I say with confidence that I have fed you with the bread of life and satisfied your deepest hunger and thirst. I can only feed you what Christ gives me to feed you. And yet, that is not all. For our Lord also serves others through you. And no matter how meager or inadequate your resources may be, they are plenty when given fully to Christ to use as he sees fit. For as St. Paul writes, our sufficiency is of God. So when we give to the Lord, he is the one who blesses it. He is the one who multiplies what we give to make it more than enough to do his work. He is the one who supplies all that is needed. And this, in spite of ourselves and in spite of our unbelief. Yes, Jesus had such compassion on us that he gave his very life for us. He gives us all that we need to support this body and life. And he feeds us with the bread of life so that we are truly satisfied. Unless we think there's not enough, we are assured by the 12 baskets of leftovers that our Lord has plenty of compassion and forgiveness to go around. So, come to the feast our Lord spreads before you. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. It's the best meal you'll have today. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.